And you're listening to The Community Show today on Ten Radio on 105.3 FM. And it's Pauline Holmshaw here. And so I'm very pleased to welcome our last guest, and that is Chris Jenord, who comes from Kingston St Mary. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
It's great to have you in the studio because we've not met before. You've not been to the studio before. And we got in touch because we found your wonderful website on the wires that came into Ten Radio, and you've created in the Quantock Hills a most fascinating walk with a massive difference. It's called Ancestors Trail. This is going to happen for the second time. Last May was the first one. Give us an impression of what the Ancestors Trail is about and what it happened last year.
Okay. Basically, it's Darwin's Tree of Life. With all the branches going off, including the human branch, of course. And we've laid Darwin's Tree of Life and draped it over the Quantock Hills, more or less lining up with the footpaths. So it's a timeline starting from the present day, and you walk back in time. And as you walk back in time, you meet with your ancestors, and hence Ancestors Trail.
It's a super idea, and you got. Tell me how you got inspired by this, because we were chatting off air.
Yeah, I was reading a book which is called The Ancestor's Tale by Richard Dawkins, which is about evolution. And underneath the title, it says A Pilgrimage to the Dawn of Life. And I looked at that even before I read the book, and thought, wow, that would be kind of cool to actually do a pilgrimage to the dawn of life. So I started thinking about it, and I read the book, and it's a great book, and I started to talk to a few friends about it, and they said, could work, yeah, go for it. So it started to roll. I've got a very good friend called Paul Hending, who I've worked with for a long time, who is also a science teacher, as I am, and we worked together, and it started to gain momentum. And last year we did it for the first time in June last year, and we had Paul's son-in-law works with IT, so he made us the website,
and it's a lovely website.
Yeah, it's come on nicely.
It's really good.
Nice,
you can
pictures
click all
on
the links,
and there's lots of links,
you.
And does,
yes,
all the usual things. Yeah, and he's done that nicely. We're very pleased, and we sort of put it out there a little bit, and just started. And a few people came in, a lot of people we knew, and some people we heard about from other sources as well. Some people came from London, and the thing came together. I also did a trail at school for school children, which is similar, and we managed to get a guy called Baba Brinkman involved, who I think we might hear later. And he is a remarkable guy, Canadian, and he does a show called The Rap Guide to Evolution, and in it he raps about evolution, and I'm not a great rap fan, but he blew me away. He is fantastic, and the content is so cleverly done
and
really
so
good.
And so applicable. Yes.
So he rapped at the dawn of life. When we all finished our walk, 13 miles is the maximum. We'll explain that you can walk as far or as short as distance.
Well, we'll get
as
on
you
to
wish,
the sort of arms in a tick.
Yeah.
But going back to the sort of inspiration of this, it's all very well to say, well, you have the, and just to let listeners know, you're a teacher of science.
Yeah.
So you have that massive interest anyway in this kind of thing.
Yeah.
But you know, to translate a good idea because you read a book into a huge walk that literally, in my mind, I can see the Quantocks, which kind of run north-south, and looking at the map on the website, it spreads itself along the ridge of the Quantocks with the arms going off it. You know, that's a really quite huge idea to translate a book to a bunch of hills.
It's just one of those little things. It's just a little twinkle idea. I was just reading the book and I thought, let's do this. I think at school, because you organise participative events at school, and because you constantly, you know, I've been teaching for 20 years now, and you're constantly thinking, how can I get this across? How can I make this real? How can I make it concrete and actually do this thing somehow? So we do things like photosynthesis, where kids are becoming, are taking the part role of molecules, and kids, that sort of thing. So I'm kind of used to doing it. I think those two things just met, and it was just a fortuitous sort of little spark. That,
and organising this was just a little bit bigger.
It's just, yeah, a bit bigger, yeah.
Yes, yeah. And you must know the Quantocks very well and the paths thereon. Because
yeah, we've had some help from... But yeah.
Yeah, how did that work? Did you get in touch with the rangers?
There's the Quantocks rangers, so the Area of Outstanding Natural Beauty team. And they, they've been very helpful, and they sort of gave me an idea about what I could do and what I couldn't do, and the best times to try and avoid issues to do with wildlife and things and disturbance and that sort of thing. And so the main paths that we're using, they're pretty the big paths, well-established paths that we're using. And I've been in the area for a long time, and I'm a natural historian, so I do a lot of walking up on the hills looking for wildlife and things. So I knew them pretty well, and that worked out well, yeah.
So, first talking about last year's event, I think what we'll do now is listen to a little clip of the evolution rap, because that will give us a clue as to, you know, the feel of the event and then we'll come back.
Microbiology, who asked if I would write some raps to help celebrate Charles Darwin's 200th birthday. So all winter, I sent him copies of my rap lyrics, and he came back with corrections, which means my hip-hop show is peer-reviewed. So when I first started writing these evolution raps back in January, early drafts of my script were quite simple. They weren't so complex. One of my early drafts of the rap sounded like this. Yo, yo, the origin of species, ain't no feces, dog, believe me. But that was all I could think of. So then I was like, damn, this really needs to be rewritten. And sometimes people ask me, okay, how does your show get written? Like this, performance, feedback, revision. And how do I generally develop my lyricism? Like this, performance, feedback, revision. And how do human beings ever learn to do anything? Like this, performance, feedback, revision. And evolution is really just kind of an algorithm that goes like this, performance, feedback, revision. So the genetic code of every living creature was also written like this, performance, feedback, revision. See, the genes are like a text with 100,000 pages, and revisions occur in the random changes that come from mutations. And when they see the light, that's the performance, that's the phenotype. And natural selection, well, that's the feedback side. That's about who survives and whose genes catch rise in the next generation. Yes, what I'm saying is that a rap performance like this is the best illustration for the way that descent with modification works. Because the performance is necessary to change the words, to decide which have an impact and which to send back to the drawing board. In fact, I just...
And that just gives us a little taste. Tell us how you got hold of him to be part of last year.
Again, rather fortuitous, really. I was thinking about this event that I was doing an answer to tell at school for the children to walk. I was looking online for things that I thought might grab children's imagination a little bit and something that they might engage with. And I just put in the two words evolution and rap, and bingo, there he was. I couldn't believe it, really. It was like,
that
can't really be happening. But there he was, doing exactly what I wanted. And he's Canadian, but he comes to the UK a lot. Mm-hmm. So I emailed him. He said, yeah, if you can raise some money.
Nice.
Because he, you know, he's a performance artist.
He needed a fee,
and that's mm-hmm. fair enough. And I then went to school, and there's lots of things happening at Heathfield, so I thought, well, I'll ask some people, and the librarian there said, there's a grant you can go for. So we went for a grant, educational grant, and we submitted some stuff, and they said yes, so we could pay him. So
wonderful.
Off we went.
Yes, yeah. So coming right on to this year's event, first, tell us the date.
It's the 29th of May. That's the bank holiday weekend. There's some activity on the 30th of May as well. Mm-hmm. Not another walk, but there's some activity, there's some speakers coming.
So that's Sunday the 29th of May.
Yes, Sunday.
And tell us how the day will work and what I will do when I turn up and what I can do. What are the options open to me on the trail?
Yeah. I suppose the first thing for many people is how far they want to walk. So some people would want to walk the whole trail, which is 13 miles, in which case You have to get to Kingston St Mary. I can help you with that. There's a coach we've organised, several coaches we've organised. The start of the day really will be about nine-ish at Kilv Beach, Kilv Cricket Club, actually, we've hired there. And people who want to go on the whole trail or people who want to come on the shorter trails, you will be taken by coach to your starting place. So your car's at Kilv already.
Oh, fine. And then you go back to the beginning.
And then you walk back to your cars.
Okay.
So that the coach drops you off where you want to be dropped off. Most people will probably, last year, most people walked the Human Trail, which is the 13-mile trail. Mm-hmm. But we're pushing this year the Butterfly Trail because this year we have this link with biodiversity and nature conservation. So this year, last year we were part of the International Year of Biodiversity. And this year we are doing, each year is dedicated to a particular branch of the tree, and this year we're doing the Butterfly Trail, and we've got a charity called Butterfly Conservation, and we're raising money for them through sponsorship. So people sponsor, they walk back in time, so it's pounds per billion years walked rather than distance. Mm. And you walk back in time, and then that money goes to Butterfly Conservation. So that's one trail we're pushing. But for people, they can walk as far as you like. So that one's 7 miles. But if you want to walk as a jellyfish, it's less than that. You can walk as an amoeba, in which case it's about a couple of miles.
Mm.
And if you want to, you can just...
They're not great, the amoeba. Early stuff.
Yeah, early stuff. I mean, actually, strictly speaking, they should all walk the same distance because we've all come from that same origin. So, but we thought it'd be nice to have different lengths trails for people who might not be able to walk so far.
Yes.
And the end of it, the last part of it, is very easy walking. It's downhill and it's on a sort of pilestone lane, and it's heading towards the sea. Yeah.
Mm.
So, and if you want to, you can just turn up at the beach. You don't have to walk at all.
Does each trail have a leader on it to tell me what I'm going to see and point out the things pertinent to the amoeba or the jellyfish?
There'll be trail marshals for the main trails.
Okay.
Not every trail is populated with people, but there'll be trail marshals, and that person's there, kind of got a health and safety aspect to it, just checking everything's all right. But as you approach the main trail and you meet with us, the rest of the people walking along there, there'll be short bit of information about that group who are joining us. So you'll be welcomed to the rest of the group, and there'll be a little bit of scientific information about that, the evolution of that branch.
So
just a few words.
Telling
people what's happening and where we're at, what date we're at, because of course we're walking back in time, so you'll get an idea. This year I want to try and tell you a little bit about what the world would have been like at that time.
Because we're walking back in total, I mean the whole trail is, we're walking back 3.7 billion years,
aren't
we?
Yes. So
which is quite a bit.
It's quite a long way, yeah. It's certainly, by the time you get back in deep Earth history, you know, you've got things like the atmosphere's different completely. You've got things like the fact that there weren't flowers around at certain times, so how it would have looked, where we would have been, Britain, because we're drifting on the continent. So we wouldn't have been where we are now. It would have been much warmer environment and at other times much colder. So you'll get a little bit of information about what it might have been like to stand on this spot, you know, 300 million years ago or whenever it was.
Last year, did you have many kids on the trail? And are you hoping to have, you know,
we did have some children. Yeah, we very much invited families, and it was lovely. There were some lovely moments where my friend Paul, who's a co-organiser, his grandchildren came, and they rushed up to him at the rendezvous, and it was a lovely moment, you know. And I think we certainly, children are very welcome to come along. I haven't made it a big school event because it's a bank holiday weekend, and there's a separate thing. I think it probably works better like that. But certainly families are very welcome, and all age groups. We had people up to 80 years old walking the trail, trail, and some very fit people out there who are you know, more elderly, and were very keen to walk along and so on. So it's great to see the whole age range really. Quite a lot of students as well, so it's quite a lot of youngsters in the 20s and so on.
Chris, let's just give you a break for a minute, and we're going to hear a piece of music by your daughter.
Yeah.
Rosie, she's going to sing a song, We Are What We Are. Yeah. Tell us, I mean, she's still at school.
Yeah, she's at Bridgewater College. Mm-hmm. But she's going to perform this year at the trail, just for a couple of numbers. And she won't like me having done this, because she doesn't really know. She doesn't want to push herself out there, but she does produce some songs. And this one's got a few little nice links, We Are What We Are. It talks a little bit about this sort of sense of where we've come from.
Brilliant. Here's Rosie.
Sandy bays and the vibrant seas, while the sharp cliffs shelter me strongly from the raging breeze. My hands reaching out for something offered from the very moment of my unwelcome birth. Of my unwelcome birth, take me away from this ungoing way. Our head, nothing to pay. Take me away to a happier place where we can say we are what we are. We are what we are. The windows to my room became by. Stop me searching out and far in the long nights spent and locked away. No one asking if I was okay, and I'm trying to grab onto reality by the serpent dawns on me. I'm trying to grab onto reality by the serpent. Never ever fading, oh, stars. Take me away from this ungoing race where I have nothing to pay. Take me away to a happier place where we can say we are what we are. I can see.
That was tremendous. That was a lovely piece of music by your daughter, Chris. Rosie.
Yeah, she was 14 when she likes to sing. She likes to sing and she writes her own songs, and we're very proud of her.
That's fantastic. And, she writes, plays the piano and sings too. That's very nice. And so she participated in last year's Ancestors Trail.
She walked.
She walked.
She walked, yeah.
Tell us about the music and the entertainment that's going to be part of the Ancestors Trail again this year.
Heathfield is an art and college status, so it's got this very strong musical side to it, and we've got music in both our sides of the family as well. And I thought that sometimes people find science can come across rather dry, and people are interested, but I felt that sometimes music can reach people and can give you that little bit of time to think about things, for it to sink in and for it to explore things. And great, I love music, so I thought, well, let's get more music on the trail. Let's actually have musicians on the trail.
Or placed at different points
and
along the way.
So that there's some musicians coming along. We've got a choir coming, and they're going to sing a number which is composed for the trail. And they're going to do it in parts, so they're having sort of this idea of it building as it goes along the trail. So different harmonies coming in, and then we've got a round singing around at the end at the at Dawn of Life. We've got a band called the Tree Frogs, who are local. Some of you may have heard of those playing. They're a blues band, but they're doing an acoustic set for us up on the hills as well. They're Tree Frogs, so they're going to be close to the amphibian trail where that comes in, which makes sense. We've got a band called Soul Cake, who are also local, and they're
going
to be playing
Soul Cake in Wibbliscombe.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
Yeah, nice.
And they're doing some numbers at the end. We've also got a guy called Johnny Berliner, who's not local, but he is a science singer songwriter, and he's done all sorts of very funny science songs. So they are witty, erudite, and they're just great. And he's writing one again for the trail this year, which we're very honoured. Called the Large Blue Butterfly Blues, which I have not heard yet, but he's writing
nice.
It now, and that of course links to the Butterfly Conservation
How
Group.
Perfect, yeah, yeah. Mm. And does the Large Blue live on the Quantrax?
No,
you
it doesn't.
Can see that I'm.
But it's a Somerset speciality, and it's
okay.
A massive success story. It's one of the sides of the trail which I want to push, which is this idea. It's a celebration.
Yes.
It's a celebration of our belonging in nature, and it's a celebration of. Some of the contributions that how human beings can view the world thanks to our understanding of our own roots and our origins.
Mm.
So it is a celebration, and it's got that up feeling all the way along. Yeah.
I like the idea on your website. You say that there are millions of celebrations around, you know, lots of festivals marking everything from steam rallies to religious deities.
Mm.
So why not do one about the origins of life, which is what you're doing?
Yes, it's quite a biggish thing, the whole Darwin thing and all of that, and our sense of our origins is something that I think we should celebrate. It's something
yes.
that we should look back to, yeah.
Brilliant. Well, we're going to hear another piece of music now. I think we're going to hear David Bowie, Life on Mars.
Yeah.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools if they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the lawman beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if you'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mars? It's on America's tortured brow. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow.
Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lenin's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds, to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the lawman beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on
So is there life on Mars, Chris? We're talking to Chris Jenner today on the community show about the Ancestors Trail, which is a shared walk across the Quantock Hills on Sunday the 29th of May. And basically this is a whole network of paths following the periods of our evolution right through to the dawn of time. And we were talking about the music and the entertainment on the route and so on. So, I mean, that's going through the whole day on the Sunday, is it? You know, from the morning right through, you might just walk along a path and suddenly there'll be a group of musicians over there.
Yeah, the idea is that you walk along, and last year, lovely conversation. I think, you know, you walk along, you meet people. You'll meet people from all over. There'll be lots of local people. I need to mention Quantock Eco. They are a group that work across the Quantocks. They start in Bicknolla, but they've moved now, and there are people all over, many villages along the Quantocks involved with Quantock Eco. It's a green organisation, and they've been very good and worked with us, and they're working on a slightly different angle, that they're people walking up from their village, so that people walk up from Bicknolla, which happens to be our jellyfish trail, and they will walk up and meet with other villagers. So they'll meet with a whole bunch of people who might be walking from Kingston or from West Bagborough and so on and so forth. And so they're walking as a sort of community experience, just walking along the trail and enjoying hopefully the music as they walk. Mm. So there's that sort of local aspect to it as well.
And bringing the communities together in a way and that the idea normally they don't.
Yeah, there's people don't necessarily meet from different villages, and this way you will meet your villagers. And those conversations that happen along the trail, and something lovely about walking and talking and meeting people. There's a lovely pace to it. And of course Darwin was a great believer in that, and his sand path would walk and walk and think and walk and think. But just that conversation that naturally happens on the trail was something I found wonderful, as well as occasionally coming upon, we've got a Pied Piper this year who's going to bring up the rodent trail.
Oh, how nice.
So he'll be doing a little dance.
The whole rat thing. Yes.
The whole rat thing, yes. Yeah. And so we're looking forward to that. And so there's lots of little things happening, but most of the time it'll be walking along and as far as you want to go. And then at the evening event, we've got an evening event, which is at St. Audrey's Bay Holiday Club, which is just along the road, about 4 miles along. And there we've booked the tree frogs for the evening, so there's a proper party at the end with all the things you'd expect at a party. So, that side of things as well. Yeah.
But the total trail is 13 and a half miles. I mean, the whole.
If you want to walk the human line of evolution, it's 13 and a half miles. Yeah. Some of the trails are slightly longer. The chimpanzee trail is about 14 miles. And so you'll be dropped from your bus and you have to find your way. You need to be reasonably good at map reading, where you can quite easily get lost on the Quantox. Mm. But if you're worried about that, then join one of the bigger trails, like the butterfly trail, people walking up there, or the human trail, you can't get lost.
Chimpanzee trail, then, I'm not going to see primates up on the Quantox, am I?
Well, there's lots of people who've said, shall I dress up? And I've got this vision that somebody will turn up at some point in some sort of costume. And as far as I'm concerned, fine. I don't want it to be sort of all stuffy and too serious. It's a celebration. Mm. And it's something, if people want to dress up, then fine, as far as I'm concerned. I'm sure that might some people might be offended, but I think it's wonderful. And I think if people want to do that, that's great. And it is fun, and it's a celebration, but it's also got that sort of science background to it. Mm. It is, I suppose I should also mention, it's got a dimension. I'm a humanist, and I'm a non-believer, but I've got many believers in my family, and we might even have a Baptist minister coming on the walk this year. So it's open absolutely to everybody, completely open invitation. But there will be quite a lot of non-believers there, because you're walking back to your roots, and in that sense it has a particular place. Darwin has a particular place for many non-believers, so it does have that aspect to it as well. And the Taunton Humanist Club have been fantastic, helping me doing the marshalling and that sort of thing on the day and supporting me beforehand.
Yeah. And you mentioned too on your website the British Humanist Association has supported the whole event.
Yeah, they've been in the background publicising, and last year we had a lot of humanists coming from all over the country, from Wales and London, and this year and we had some people from Yorkshire, and this year we've got two people coming from America.
Fantastic.
But I think they're coming to the UK anyway.
Yes.
But they're going to come to the trail as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So we were honoured to hear that they're arriving. Mm-hmm. So it's got that you could meet anybody from anywhere on the trail of any age.
And bringing it down to a sort of money level as well. Mm. I mean, what you're doing too is encouraging the economic stability or whatever of the area, because if people are coming here from outside, they're going to be staying, they're needing accommodation, and they'll be eating and spending their money in the local shops, hopefully, things like that. You know, it's not just, I mean, I hate to use the word sort of tourism with regard to the trail, but
we'd like
it
to
is
call
actually,
it sustainable
it's
tourism, I think.
The green tourism
thing, like
which
to
I know
so.
Somerset is pushing.
Yeah.
You know, we're not just seaside and buckets and spades stuff, we're more.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think it gives a different. It's just a sort of niche market, if you like, but it's something that anybody can join in, and it's with the arts as well. I think it nicely widens the sense that people might come thinking, well, I'm coming for the music, or I'm coming for the walk, or I'm coming for the natural history, or I'm coming for the science, or whatever you're coming for. Hopefully, we cater for people in different aspects. Yeah.
Well, let's listen to another track now that you've brought in, Chris. This is from Funeral.
Yeah.
Not to be depressing. And it's called Arcade Fire in the Backseat.
Yeah.
Made in a heat to melt.
Okay, that was Funeral by Arcade Fire from their album Funeral. Reason I chose that track was because along the way we do honour the mass extinctions of evolution. You know, the dinosaurs were wiped out and we stop at 65 million years ago, the KT boundary, and we bow our heads a little bit and just think about the incredible journey that life has taken, and of course there have been many species that didn't make it, and we kind of have a little moment of honour just thinking back to some of those of our ancestors that didn't make it. So that's part of the trail, so I thought it was kind of fitting.
And the trail ends at Kilve.
Yes.
Which, of course, has its own magic, doesn't it? Because of the fossils.
Wonderful beach.
The whole geology at that beach. We all know it, I hope, listeners. But it is one of those special places.
It is a very special place. I mean, it's been hugely photographed. And of course, I went there the other day and the sun was shining and there were loads of children on the beach just looking for fossils. And it's a lovely little place just at the end there on Kilve Beach, where we all meet at the end, and where there'll be the choir are singing there, they're a little number right at the end. So I hope that'll be quite a sort of a magical moment, really.
That's fantastic. Now, just on the practical side, what we need to do is tell people how they can get involved.
Yeah.
And the best thing, I guess, is go on the website, Chris, would you say?
Yeah, that is the best thing to do. So if you go to Google and you can search for Ancestors Trail, or it's ancestorstrail.net. All one word. If you go onto the website, it tells you what to do. It tells you how to book. There is a booking system called Crowdfunder, which you'll see up there until the 1st of May. And that allows you to book a coach transport, because you need to know how many people are coming and who wants to go on the coach transport.
You
simply go on there. You it's PayPal, and you have to pay some money to the Ancestors Trail on there. It's a pretty straightforward system. And then you are then an email comes through to me to tell me that you wanted to come, and I book you as a seat on the bus or at the evening event, so you can book what you want and so on. Yeah.
Or just turn up independently or whatever. And do you suggest that people come and they bring their, you know, day backs?
Yeah, I would say so. You'll need a lunch for the day. We're stopping quite close to a place called Triscombe Stone for lunch, so there'll be lots of us there. There'll be lots of music going on there at lunchtime as well. So, bring a packed lunch. If it's raining, we're walking. So
excellent.
That's what we decided to do, and
carry on regardless. Yes.
The event stands, and we'll stop for some lunch, and lots of little stops along the way. You'll come into Kilve around 6:10. It's very specific times for the rendezvous. You'll see them on there's a big map on there, and if you click on the map, you click on the trail, it tells you exactly when you've got to meet the main trail.
And why so specific time-wise?
Because everybody else is walking along. Journey. So as you're walking along, if you want to meet with us, you need to be there at the right time.
Okay.
And last year we were pretty much minute perfect.
Well,
so we came along. It took a bit of doing. We've walked it lots of times. It tends to go a bit astray at the end. We tend to get a bit late, but only a little bit. We were pretty good. So you need to be at the right place. Otherwise, you'll probably join in, because it gets, you know, the line doesn't, we're kind of spread out a bit. If you want to see the acts, for instance, you'll need to be. And you look at the map and it tells you where everything's happening.
So the best thing to do is go onto the website, ancestorstrail.net.
Yep.
Ancestors Trail brings it up for me, so it's there, and it's a lovely website, and it gives you all the detail you need to know about the practical side, timings and so on. And this is the shared walk across the Quantock Hills, finishing in Kilve on Sunday the 29th of May.
That's right, yeah. There's a little bit of activity on the 30th, and some speakers at the St Audrey's Hall, which I mentioned earlier. So there's, if you want to speak here about butterfly conservation, a guy called Dr. Dan Danahar's talking about that for butterfly conservation, and there's a guy from Bristol University speaking about evolution and taking questions about evolution as well.
Fantastic. It's a wonderful and unique idea, Chris. Thank you for telling us about it, and I hope you have masses of people. The weather will be glorious, and it's a huge success.
Thank you very much.
Do keep us in touch and tell us how it went.
Thank you. Yeah.